Batman, Stained Air, is an original work of fiction. Batman, created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger, first appearing in Detective Comics number 27, is intellectual property owned by DC Comics. As such, we do not claim any ownership of these properties or characters. Batman, Stained Air, is not affiliated with nor endorsed by DC Comics, Bob Kane, Bill Finger, or Warner Brothers.
Stained Air, written by Jason Ortega.
I'm so glad you could make it, Mr. Cash.
What is this?
You're bigger than the last time we danced. I may have to do something about that. One can always be sexier.
I want some damn answers, freak.
What? No, anything but. Anything but is found here. Art, Mr. Cash. Art is all there is to offer. Understand?
What is it you want, then?
What a thinky think, that one. However shall I reply? Oh! Perhaps this! Welcome to Pete's Perfect Playhouse!
What the hell?
Let me explain the rules, Mr. Cash, for you could walk away with quite a prize. And if not that, then... well, your demise.
Great.
The rules are simple, officer. I will ask 3 questions. Get all right, and you obtain whatever it is you call freedom. Get one wrong, however, and you have to spin the wheel of slaughter. I'll advise that you agree.
Fine. I'll play.
Oh, bravado! Goodness me, the apples are falling before thy lap! Rats, 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 I tell of this almighty cutting to proceed! Forgive me, I must every now and then speak to our listeners.
There's no one here.
If you say so. Let us begin! Question 1. What is the name of this show?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Pig's Perfect Playhouse.
Correct! I see there is some brain left in there, mon ami.
Yeah, sure.
Or at least, what goes for a brain in this ludicrous realm you preach as reality? Funny thing, that is, when the yards flourish in juiced veins. Open then, the parliament will be. Question 2. Why have I chosen you?
Because I watched over your cell in Arkham.
Correct again! Smart cookie, you. I could just eat you up. Perhaps I will.
Pig, I'm sorry. All right? I was just doing my job.
And the beatings? Were they your job as well?
you tried to cook my partner's tongue.
Mean things he said. Very mean things. You should have been on my side.
What are you?
Enough. One last question. List all 8 ingredients to my famous human casserole.
What?
I'm waiting.
Well.
Oh, Mr. Cash, I'm afraid your time has run out. If only you would let me cook your friend's tongue. In that reality, maybe you could have seen the finished work. Say, lovey.
Now hold on, man.
Too late, I'm spinning! Looks like you've won a bonding session.
The hell does that mean?
You'll see in a second here. Hopefully the beginning of your conversion therapy. A loved one's perspective may do you some good.
Loved one? No. God, no.
So close-minded! Bully! Folly!
This isn't happening. No, no, no.
Rachel, dear. Please change Daddy's mind.
No, no. 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 God, no. No. Rachel, stop. What are you doing?
Yes, the face, please. The face is hideous.
Rachel, stop. Stop!
Rachel, the face! Here, officer, just for fun. She won't stop unless I tell her to.
How is he?
Just over there. It all happened right under our noses.
His own daughter.
I can't even fathom it all. We should have been here.
Pig got lucky. With all this penguin business, our minds were focused elsewhere.
I can't help but feel responsible.
I know, Jim. But it's done. Believe me, nothing good is going to come from replaying what you could and couldn't have done. Where's Pig?
On gone. We don't know.
I'll find him.
Cash will never be the same again.
Don't say that. He can move past this with our help.
Having kids, Batman, it changes you. You're never the same again. To see them get hurt, I can't comprehend. To kill them yourself, I can't even imagine.
He didn't kill Rachel. The pig did.
He won't see it that way. You know he won't.
I'm going to go speak to him. Wait here. You want to talk?
I haven't processed it. Fully.
I know. Whatever you want to say, I'm here to listen. If you want me to leave, I can do that also. The asylum is going to want you to stay away. For your safety and for Laszlo's, of course. But if you want a new job, we can look into that.
No. The asylum's where I belong.
I can pull strings to make that happen, if that is really what you want. But, best case scenario, you'll have to be away for a little while. Take time to think it all over. Good decisions are made when our minds are clear, not shrouded. I will find the pig, Cash, and I will make him see justice, even if I have to turn this entire city upside down.
I'd like to be alone.
Thank you. It's been 3 weeks since the horrific incident at Kane Industries Warehouse 43 involving Laszlo Valentin, or as he is more commonly known, the Pig. Tonight, we here at Gotham City News are happy to report the Batman has officially captured the fiendish swine that has kept our great city up for the last couple of nights, and is now on his way to Arkham Asylum. While this is what seems to be the end of Laszlo's reign of terror for now, we want to extend our deepest condolences to everyone affected by the Pig's actions, and our best wishes as they move forward.
So we're just two guys sitting in total darkness now, right?
Not scared.
I knew you were there. And I guess that you weren't going to kill me, because if you wanted to, you would have done it by now.
Do you know who I am?
Your face doesn't ring a bell.
My name is Jason Todd. And you're Aaron Cash.
Your point?
We have a lot in common.
No. I don't think we do.
I'm going to suggest that you hear me out. I've been watching you for a while now. I'm sorry about your daughter.
Thanks, but it doesn't change anything.
I know. That's why I have a proposal.
I'm listening.
We've met before, which is why I'm surprised I don't feel familiar.
Well, are you going to tell me when?
You know me as Robin.
You're fucking Robin. Shit. I see it.
And before realization hits you and you get angry, let me make it clear that I am not Batman's partner anymore, nor will I ever be again.
The hell happened to your ear?
The Joker happened.
I see where this is going.
I firmly believe that the reason you and I have both suffered is because of Batman's war on crime. Which is anything but a scuffle with crime, at best.
And you think we both want Batman's head?
No. You want Pigs. And I want Jokers.
And you think I'm not just gonna call Gordon or Batman and let him know what I've just heard?
I know you won't. Because you're on the same page as me. Like I said, I've been following you. I've gotten a glance at that little outfit you've been making.
Just a fun side project.
Really? Because I'm sensing a specific theme in the design. And that material doesn't look like it's for a convention. Look, Batman allowed that pasty bastard and his bunkmates to take everything from me. Not just me, but over half of the population in this city. I am not going to allow him to keep letting them do that. In a few days, this city will fear the Red Hood more than they ever feared the Batman.
I'm sorry, kid, but now just isn't the best time.
Now may be your only time. You might not get this chance again.
My answer is no.
Whatever. You're a fool. And every day you spend sitting on that stupid-ass couch eating cereal, another father loses his daughter.
Hey. Like I said, it isn't a good time. But in case you're ever free when it is, we should stay in touch.
There's a phone in your bedroom drawer.
You're going through my shit.
It only has one contact in it. Can't be traced by anybody. We can keep in touch there. We'll talk soon.
Haven't heard from you in a while.
I'm different now.
I imagine as such. Either that or dead. Are you gonna talk or waste my time?
I've seen what you've been up to.
And now what?
Just wanted to check in.
So much curiosity for someone who no longer feels the call for blood, huh?
You sound different. And I'm not just talking about the modulator.
I'm alive. More alive than ever before.
Batman's on to you.
You two are talking again?
Sort of.
Big mistake, kid.
Look, he's pissed off at what you're doing big time. You've really gotten under his skin.
Good. It wouldn't, though, if he didn't give such a fuck about these lowlives.
It comes from a good place in his mind.
His sense of justice is flawed, shrouded in darkness. He hasn't thought straight for a long time. The Joker's loose again.
I saw.
And that doesn't make your blood boil?
It does.
He's on my list. Don't worry.
Pig's loose, too.
I've got something special planned for him. He's prime game.
Have you heard of Ricky, the rat? Might be a good place to start.
Who the hell is Ricky?
Some snake that knows all the dirt on these creeps. One of Batman's regulars. He might know what barn Pig is hiding at.
I appreciate the tip.
For sure.
Where did all this come from?
It's a good time to strike. They're going to divert attention to the clown, try to minimize the casualties, and Gotham is spread thin. The other Robin is on a little field trip.
You go silent for what seemed like forever. Now you want to give me what I need?
We got into a fight.
You and Batman?
Yeah.
About?
I wanted to be Robin again. I've wanted that for so long. And he won't let me.
Why not?
He doesn't trust me.
He's still treating you like the Red Hood, huh?
Yeah.
A good father doesn't do that. He'll let the Joker take a stab at getting better 50 times over, but he can't allow you one?
Apparently.
He's right.
What?
He's right, Jason. You're not Robin. You're Red Hood. You know it in your heart. You always will be. But that isn't a bad thing. He's made you think it is, but it isn't. You know that too. Otherwise, you wouldn't have called. Am I wrong?
No. No, you're not.
The tables have turned. Now you get to decide.
You're asking me to join you?
It's a hell of a lot more than Batman's doing for you right now, isn't it?
All right. But the Joker goes down first.
Fine by me.
And if you give me an hour or two, I may have something to make this all a bit easier.
I'll be waiting.
Officer Cash, how lovely to see you still have a face to bash.
Wanna talk?
Sure, why not? Things to say I have quite a lot.
You're supposed to be asleep.
And yet you chose me to bother. You speak confusion like no other.
Last year, you assaulted a 9-year-old girl. How could you possibly justify that?
Oh, quite simply, for sure. That child was quite the whore.
In your mind, this is all fine.
I wouldn't say fine. I tend to sometimes feel remorse. But sometimes the Hatter must do bad for justice to set its course.
You know, Jervis, I'm sure I could sneak a hat down here.
Really? Oh, do not joke with me, for these teases drive me to insanity.
It isn't a joke, but you have to really let me into your wonderland. Understand?
Oh. Well, for certain. I shall unveil the curtain.
When did your trip to Wonderland begin?
Must have been when I was a lad. What fun to be had. Must have been back then with dear Mom and Dad.
Tell me more about your parents.
Oh, Daddy was always gone. What a quitter. But Mommy was full of fuss and quite a hitter.
Your mother hit you?
Oh, she did quite often when I received her wrath. Especially when in our house I crossed her path. Very rude she was indeed. But her gesture planted my Wonderland seed.
You started seeing Wonderland after she hit you?
Yes. Yes, yes. An escape it was. A reality she could not reach. An amusement park, a view from Paris, or a nice beach.
You really love this place.
Oh, I do indeed. It fulfills my every need. At least until Alice comes with her pouty face. Oh, I wish I could beat her in with a mace.
Why? Why do you not like Alice?
I do like her. She doesn't like me. Her face is always the opposite of glee. My joy, my high, she likes to smother. Just like damn old darling mother.
I'm sorry to hear about your mother, Tetch. But her actions don't excuse yours. There will always be a choice.
Well, think as you must. Continue to persist. But I ask you this. Were it not for her, would the Mad Hatter even exist?
Good night, Jervis.
No. No, wait. Wait! My hat! You promised me my hat, you damn squeaky rat! No! No!
Alfred, I'm at the last known location.
Excellent. Now we just have to narrow it down.
No need. They've laid it all out for me.
Whatever do you mean?
Just 2 blocks from here, there's a point of interest too obvious to ignore. The Gotham Courthouse.
From all of us over at the Legion of Geeks, we'd like to thank Daniel Giurello and Gavin Phillips for sponsoring today's episode.